Hello and welcome to Three Wide No Cover. Huge weekend of racing. We've got the Caulfield Cup. We've got the Everest. Let's get stuck into it now. Julian Vallance, Simon Marshall. How are we going, guys?
Very good. It is a ripping card. 10 races, Caulfield. Pretty excited about it. Don't know what the weather's going to do, but we can't control that. What we can control is trying to put our minds and our spirits and our Brett Kirks and all that kind of stuff into the one space. And that's what we're doing for Caulfield.
Very good. SD.
Everyone's after just a little bit of happiness and a less pain, but you can't have a rainbow without any rain. Caulfield Cup's here, and it's a cracking field, that is for sure. I reckon there's about 9 chances in the race this year. It's unbelievable, and of course we'll touch base on the Everest up there at Royal Randwick. It is a cracking sprint. In South Australia, hold the key.
There you go.
That quote he did? Do you know who said that?
Who?
Dolly Parton, and some people just called her a... Anyway, let's keep going.
There you go. So we've lost it early. Let's try and get back on track now, Julesy, with your track report.
Yeah, so Caulfield. Now, third time we're going to be racing here in 7 days. True positioning tyre circuit, good four. We don't know how much rain's going to happen. So Thursday night, we're expecting maybe 10 mils. And then Saturday's the key. We possibly could be getting 10 to possibly 20 mils, but we know that what's happened in the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks, what's been predicted and what has happened has been two very different things. So let's start with the 1,000 to 1,200 metre shoot. We're going to be working off a good four, and if we end up getting to a soft five, well, so be it. But this is what we're going to start with. You can see there, win strike rate for the leaders and on pace, 18% and 24%. So that's pretty good spaces. Across the board, it's pretty similar. It was very similar to this last week as well. You can see the ROIs in the positive, especially leaders and those horses in the first 3 or 4. So look, I'm suggesting that other than backmarkers, if you get the right run and the right tempo, you're going to be okay. The track's going to play fairly. Caulfield's raced sensationally last Saturday and on Wednesday, the Blue Sapphire. I know the rail went out 10 metres, but the team there at Caulfield has done a great job. And now we get to the 1,400 metres plus. So the circle races, obviously, this is going to be where the Caulfield Cup is run and won around this type of distance of 2,400 metres. Again, leaders on pace, those horses first 4 and 5, again, in really good spaces. High win strike rate compared to the Australian average. Here you see the ROI just favours back into leaders and those horses in the first 4 or 5. They're the positive. The rest are in the negatives. It's not to say they can't win when they're in those positions, but it's just a low percentage play. You want to be trying to be in high percentage play. So on speed, especially if this track continues to dry out, if it gets a little bit softer, then maybe the track will even up in terms of win strike rate and also the ROI. But Caulfield's played really, really well, and I expect it to play sensationally again on Saturday, Wooly.
Yeah, very good, Julesy. Now, no trainers to look at this week, guys. We're going to look at a couple of jockeys that are going quite well. William Pike, first up, Julesy, finally hitting his straps and getting some success over here.
Yeah, 9 from his last 42, 4 from 6, obviously, last Saturday, going at 21%. We spoke about him last week in that how he sort of his stats would go with the professionals in terms of his ride on Ole Kirk. His ROI, so proportional betting, was minus 4% in the Metro last week. Well, now that's ballooned to 35% to the positive. So expect most of his runners to be in the positive for the market to trend towards him. And his rides again on Saturday, SD, are very, very good. If he gets the right luck, he's going to be winning more races.
Yeah, also Reece, Bob Peters' colours come into play again. His two best will be Windstorm on the backup. Perfect duel back to the mares there. He's very well suited. And Dallasan in the Caulfield Cup. What's wrong with his form for a horse that sits on speed?
There you go. Now, I'll tell you what, I would say I'm getting sick of saying this person's name. No, I'm not, because we're all really enjoying what she's doing and we're filling our pockets with winners. Jamie Carr again, Julesy. This has to be a 3 wide no-cover record. I think it's about 4 or 5 weeks in a row.
Yeah, we just keep putting her out there because she's just continually delivering. 5 from her last 22, going at 23%. Speak about it every week, SD, hands, you know, just get horses to run better than what they usually are. Mr. Quicker was the perfect example last week. That horse couldn't get out of its own way. She put it into a position of the first 4 and 5, which the horse hasn't been able to do previously, and it went through the line like Farlap. Absolutely went to a peak performance, carrying 59 kilos in a Toorak. Sensational effort. Every time she gets on a horse for the first time, the market trends towards her. So her rides on Saturday, you see her name go against this horse. If it's been running at 20 to 1 or something like that and she hasn't been riding it, I can assure you, it's going to start a lot shorter than that. A horse in particular, there's some really good rides there, but even a horse like Score, who's first up, who's been struggling a little bit, her hands and her seat might be able to get that horse to go. There's plenty of good rides there again, Este.
Yep, Best of Days was the eye catcher. He stays at the 7 furlongs down the bottom. Prince of Iran, they booked Jamie Carr early doors, that international runner. We know he loves racing here in Melbourne, placed in the Melbourne Cup, and She Shall Fly in the mares in the last is a really good roughie, although it's $6.50, but the Clayton Douglas, oh, brother, it's very good, eh? Engaged to Jamie Carr.
Too smart.
Asked a hand in marriage just recently. Well done. Outstanding.
Big congratulations from the whole team here at Three Wide. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to get stuck into some Group 1 racing and a very, very big race up in Sydney. Welcome back to Three Wide No Cover. Let's have a look at the 2020 Caulfield Cup. And your favourite is very elegant at $5. Anthony Van Dyke at the $6 quote. Master of Wine at $8. Buckhurst at $11. Finch, $13. Toffee Tongue at $14. Dalasan at $15. Prince of Iran at $18. As is Mirage Dancer over the page there. Chapada and Warning both at $26. Dashing Willoughby at $27. Avilius at $31. True Self, $34. Vow and Declare, 40-1. Le Don de V at 70-1. The Chosen One, $91. Mustajir, 100-1. As is San Huberto. Ocean X at 151. Raheen House at 250-1. Julesy, we went through them all because it's a big race. Very excited about this, mate. The map and how you see it going.
Yeah, it's a ripping race. Really competitive race. The fact that Anthony Van Dyke for Aidan O'Brien coming over with the time form 125 just adds great intrigue to the race. So well done on the Melbourne Racing Club for getting that horse over, I think. Matt, really important. Now, this is the Turnbull Stakes. This is going to be a really good guide. We can see Very Elegant winning the race. You've got Toffee Tongue back the inside. You've got Dallas Ian just to the outside of Toffee Tongue. You've got Finch there with the pink cap. And then you've got Master of Wine back in behind them with the yellow finishing off. Warning also doing the same. Vow and Declare a little bit behind. In terms of the map, I think Prince of Arran from that wide gate comes across. Anthony Van Dyke's really interesting. I would have thought maybe they'll roll forward, but there is murmurings that they're going to try and ride this horse for covered. I'd just love to see this horse go and try and slide across with Prince of Arran and try and sit outside leader and win from there. Finch will find a spot. Darlasan, I find this horse could probably get the 1-1. Horses like Buckhurst to roll forward. Vow and Declare, I've got to see this horse go forward, I think, if it's going to be winning the race. Horse like Toffee Tongue from that inside gate, I think, can probably be the speed map horse along with Darlasan. Where did I land? Really tricky race. $5.50 the field for me in my prices. Very Elegant, the favourite, just ahead of Anthony Van Dyke. I settled on Toffee Tongue because I just think she is building a really good profile now to win this race. Yes, she was 70-1 in the Turnbull. Yes, she came along the inside. But her 2,000 metre plus record is outstanding. 4 starts for a win and 3 placings. One of them obviously was the Australasian Oaks. And her map is just outrageous. I just think she can settle in the first 5 or 6. I hope Michael D can use her up a little bit early. Sit in the first 6, 51 kilos. She'll have a great acceleration. And I think she can win the race for you, Toffee Tongue. I'll also probably be backing Darlasan because I think off the map he's going to map sensationally. I'll probably have something on Anthony Van Dyke right at the death as well because he's a genuine horse. Very Elegant, probably needs the track to rain. If it rains, she becomes probably the number one seed, but I need to see that rain happen. It's a race that punters all want to get involved with straight away. They want to be the first person. They want to be the person that knew the dog before it came to school. I think you can just hold off here. I know Sportsbet probably won't be happy with me saying that, but just hold off. There's no need. Find out what the conditions are. Last half an hour is going to be great. You're going to know whether the track's good or wet, because I think that's going to have a big impact on some horses. Just wait, then make your decision. Ripping race, SD.
Wait and hold. Yeah, it's good advice there, Jules, these conditions. I think it's a fascinating battle of tactics, and I'll go through this in martial law a little bit later on in the program. But just with you, Prince of Iran, they said they want to roll forward with Finch rolling out of the straight the first time. So there is genuine tempo. Vow and Declare, I think, will suit bowling along rather than being held up and over racing, which he can do. He ran super in this race last year. I think Warning can find a spot rolling forward too. Chapada, Dalasan will use. So that battle of tactics. I was listening to local radio and it's great to have access to Aidan O'Brien's number one man, and they said Anthony Van Dyke will go back and find a tail. He led up Stradivarius when he beat him. He was terrific. But his Breeders' Cup run for me, I went back and had a look at his replay, Anthony Van Dyke, And if he gets clear at the top of the straight, he wins that as well. Tactically, this horse has got an amazing turn of foot when he can sit off a nice building tempo. And if we remember Mir de Glace and also Dunedin, who just went back, watched it all unfold, and then down the side at the 800 and the 700, they just gave him clear galloping room. And that's 7-8 deep. Won't matter how deep Anthony Van Dyke is down the side, as long as he's able to roll into it and hit his top on the point of the bend, if he's within 3 lengths off him, He'll beat him, Anthony Van Dyke, but he'll just need that luck in transit. And how slow will they go when the likes of Finch and Prince of Iran and Vow and Declare all hold? I want to go through tactics a little bit later, as I mentioned in detail, but I can't get off very elegant. I think the rain, I don't really care how less we get. At least rain we get, I should say. We are going to get some rain. There's going to be a bit of juice in the track for Very Elegant. Her figures at 2,400 metres are electric in the Tankhead and the ATC Oaks. She gets the right weight for me. She won the Turnbull 5-6 deep, which she needs to draw out a little bit, which she gets here, and she can build and build. And I loved her gallop out on the wire. Anything that finished behind her in the Turnbull, well, the way she was getting away from him on the line, I don't think can beat her. My roughie in Australia, the Australian trained horses, was Warning. He ran better than Master and Wine the way he was getting through. He didn't have room early doors. If he can find a tail and be 3 deep with a bit of cover, Warning could be a blowout. And the best of the international is the Dyke, Anthony Van Dyke. He can win it.
Well, there you go. Jules and SD giving their thoughts. Now, we're going to have a look at the Everest, but before we speak to you guys, we're going to speak to our Sydney specialist, Caitlin Mallion. Katie, how are you going?
Very good, Wally. I'm excited for a big day on Saturday.
Yeah, huge day of racing. We've just been talking about the Caulfield Cup. Obviously, we're going to have a good look at the Everest. Before we do that, though, Jules and SD have given their tips. How do you see the Caulfield Cup unfolding?
Well, I've gone through it every single runner and I've been really looking forward to seeing Anthony Van Dyke. But after the barrier draw, I'm just not quite sure where he's going to get to in the running. He is a versatile horse, it seems, overseas. You know, he sat back in the Epsom Derby when he won and he's gone forward and before in his races. So Hughie Bowman's going to have his work cut out for him, but he's the right man for the job. So I don't think he'll be too far away. But I'm tipping Finch. I think Finch is going better than last year when he ran fifth in the Caulfield Cup. So with any luck in running, I think Finch might be the horse to be on.
There you go, Finchy. Just putting that down there, Katie. Been following you in a little bit lately. Been going well. Now, the Everest. Huge day up there. It's the fourth instalment of this race. We saw Redzel win a couple. Yes, yes, yes. Brutally beating Santa Ana Lane last year for us Santa fans. Probably a bit long this year, Santa Ana Lane. Look, where do you see this one going?
I have heard they're pretty happy with Santa Ana Lane after his Gilguy performance, so he might be a big improver. But look, it's a fascinating race, the Everest, and it's chopped and changed all up until the acceptance time on Tuesday before the barrier draw when we lost Farnan out of the race. So dollar for dollar takes his spot there. Look, it's a difficult race to work out that you can make a case for so many different horses in it, but I'm going to stick solid with the big grey Classique Legend. He's been going really well. He won first up and then second up. He had no luck in the premiere when Libertini got over the top of him there. But look, third up, I think it'll be Cherry Ripe. He's drawn a really nice barrier to just sit behind the speed. Would not shock me to see Nature Strip bounce back and absolutely win with a leg in the air, which we know that he can if he's right. You know, we've got Eduardo there that's he's only been beaten the one time in Sydney. Joe Pride's really happy with the way he's been going, but God, there's so many chances, Wally.
There you go. You're saying Eduardo. Eduardo's at a big price as well. So Santa Ana Lane, the connections, the stable's happy there. Eduardo's stable's happy. Could be some at value. Classique Legend. Be interested to see what the guys think with that. Katie, thank you very much and we'll catch you next week.
Thanks, Wally. Thanks for having me.
Well, there you go. Katie's given her tip. We'll get yours in a sec, boys. Let's have a look at the market first. Nature Strip, $4.50 favourite, just ahead of Katie's tip there. Classique Legend at $4.60. Guitar at $6.50. Behemoth and Libertini both at the $9. Trekking at $11. Bivouac at $16. Tefane at $20. Santa Ana Lane at $27. And Eduardo, the other one we spoke of there, at $27. Hortbury on her at $30-1. Dollar for dollar, 80 to 1. Well, you're getting out to emergencies, big prices there in Deprive, Special Rewards, Standout and Tactical Advantage at 400 to 1. Julesy.
Yep. Matt, really important here. Nature Strip obviously goes forward. I think Eduardo probably has to roll forward. Hortbury on her, she can roll forward as well. Dollar for dollar, likes to be on speed. Bivouac and Libertini, just don't know where they fit in. Obviously, they've drawn wide. Does Bivouac try and roll forward or do they try and find a backside? Same with Libertini. Just a little bit tricky for those two in terms of where they're mapped. I just want to start with Nature Strip. He is the favourite, and on his best, we know his best is better than all these. He's just such a tricky horse to price and to work out what to do with him. I will say his two biggest peak performances, the TJ and the VRC Classic, obviously, last year, were on softish tracks. His track's going to be really dry up in Sydney on Saturday, so I'm going around him, not going to be knocked off my chair if he wins the race. Too good. That's just him. I don't think he'll go too hard either. I think they're going to try and just try and hold him up. We know his best is when he holds up and then he explodes. Where did I said? I went with Geetra. Geetra beat Nature Strip last start when it was first up. 3/4 of a second inside standard time. What I loved though, 22.5, 4.11, 6, last 400, last 200. This horse just keeps improving every prep, every run. Keeps getting better and better. Dry track form, outstanding. 5 goes, 3 wins, I think, for 2/3. So dry track as well is significant for Geetra. I just think he'll absorb this big pressure. Every time it's a fast run race, this horse just keeps getting better. It's a tricky race, but I'm with Geetra. He's only missed the placing once in a Goodwood in 2019. Outstanding racehorse. I think he can win for Gordon Richards.
Yeah, beat Sunlight. He's beaten Nature Strip. And he ran second to Trekking. And I'm picking Trekking in this race. In the Goodwood, that was Geetra, ran second to Trekking. Since then, Trekking has had a nice freshen up. Remember, he won the Stradbroke. Good 7 furlong horse. I love in this these races. The Everest, where there's hot speed, which will be Nature Strip. Hawpery on her, the stable mate, will go with him early. Dollar for dollar can take a sit. Special reward or box seat. Eduardo will be shooting the breeze there, trying to fit in. It sets up genuine speed. I just don't like horses that had an uninterrupted preparation with Nature Strip. Not everything's gone right. Yeah, he's got the figures and all that sort of stuff, but I've got to go against him, even though he's been well found again and now new favourite. I've got to go with Trekking. I loved his run in the Moya. The 1,000 metres behind Pippi, he was savaging the wire like, just get on me wherever I run next start. You know, he was third in this race last year, and at that price, he's an each-way play for me.
Very good. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to dive into some more racing from Caulfield and plenty more to come on the show. Welcome back to Free Wide No Cover. Let's get stuck into some other racing from Caulfield now. Let's have a look at race 6, the Alinghi Stakes. Fatusa is your favourite at $2.80. California Zimbal at $4. Hummer Hummer at $7.50. From Within at $9. Pinion, $10. Profits Thumb, $11. Score, $13. She's a Thief at $14. Des Moines, Julesy, is it? $34.
Des Moines.
Not Des Moines?
Yeah, whatever you said's wrong.
I said Moines. He said Moines.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Des Moines? But Des Moines.
You don't know. I hope you're not tipping it, Julian. Apologies to Connection. Well, try to crack. He's not going to.
It's number 9.
There you go.
Yes. Map, important. She's a Thief rolls forward and also does From Within. Now, From Within won actually this race 2 years ago, but here's From Within last start. Pretty good win by From Within. You can see Front Page was outside of it. He obviously runs in the Kosciuszko in Saturday up in Sydney. This is a pretty good performance. This horse got back to about its best. Carried 55 in this race 2 years ago to win the race. It's got 56 kilos this year. It's going to be your speed, along with She's a Thief. But I think once they get there, I don't think it's going to be a breakneck speed. Because they've drawn, I think, gates 2 and 3, they can get there pretty comfortably. And then you've got a bit of a gap, because you've got California Zimbal, I think, will probably push up and find a spot in the first 3 or 4. But then you've got a lot of horses that are first up that'll be negative neutral. Horses like I speak of are Fatus. And I'm tipping Fatus. $2.80, I think, out in the market, as you said, Wally. I marked this horse $2.70. So no spoil on the price, but I'm happy to take that price of $2.80. This is a horse that's just got a really good profile. It is probably going to go back to last, but I love its turn of foot. And if I think this race is going to be run at a pretty moderate tempo, there might only be, that elastic band might only be 3 or 4 lengths. If that's the case, Fatus has got the best turn of foot and we'll get over the top of him. Craig Williams going on is a huge positive as well, I think. I think Fatus can win just off the fact that slowly run races, last start when it was first up, slowly run race, last 400, last 200, outstanding. Got a great turn of foot. I'm trusting in the fact that it won't be that fast run race. It's got the best turn of foot. It wins the race.
She's a winner. She won 6 from 9, Julesy. I'm going to take a same race multi here because I think Fatus will be running on good. But I like California Zimbal. She won the Thoroughbred Club this track and trip. And then she won a listed race over 1,200 metres at Rose Hill, the Derby Munro. I liked her first up. She didn't go. Nothing went right for her in the autumn, but I loved her run first up in Villamai's race where she got pipped on the line. She ran out and that's what cost her. Back at Caulfield, sitting on this hot speed that you're talking about with the likes of She's a Thief and Thrum Within, she can be that horse one out, one back, carting them up. I love her at Caulfield. I like the fact Mark Zara goes aboard here to take the ride. I think she'll travel in front and control it, just in behind that speed. Yep, I'm scared about for two, so she goes in my top two same race multi with California Zimbal. Prophet's Thumb's trial leading into this was outstanding for Team Friedman, so it's going in my top four as the same race multi at a price at around the $11, $2.30 or $3, I think it was the place. So that's how I'll be playing the race.
Love it. Something for everyone there, Esther. Let's have a look at the sprint now. Race 7 will be the first leg of the Quaddie. Alpha Oro is your favourite at $2.15. Fabergino at $4.60. Ghana at $4.80. We jump out from there. Shimino at $10. Graf at $13. Jungle Edge 20-1. Vainstream 27. Crystal Dream at $35. Julesy, if that rain comes, that will not be 20-1 on Jungle Edge on the day. That's not the point. The map, mate.
Yeah, they're going to go really fast here, Wally. Alpha Oro, we saw what he did at Moonee Valley last start, first up. He was brilliant over the 9.55, just got to the front. It was a fast run race, I think 1 second inside standard time and kept going. This is the key for this horse, just to monster its rivals. Take them out of their comfort zone early and just keep going. Really good horse. The SP shows you that. $1.60, $1.75, $2.60, $2.80 and $1.40, $1.75 last five starts. Market's got this progressing to a very good level. Well, here its chance is. Here's the acid test. Fabergino, I think, will sit outside it and give this horse a big race. In terms of the market, I think you said they're $2.15 versus $4 something Fabergino. I marked them a little bit closer than that. $2.80 Alpha Oro for me, $3.50 for Fabergino. So I'm tipping Fabergino off that fact. 10 goes at the 1,000 metres for 7 wins. Look, not everything just went well at Moonee Valley. Did start $5.50 in Amoya. It didn't work out. Forgive that. It's just a fast horse, and I expect it to just sit outside Alpha Oro, whichever one's going to be able to handle the pressure, and I think Fabergino can.
Yeah, it sets up Fabergino. Appreciate Caulfield, drawn out a little bit, rolling into that first bend. Jungle Edge may come out if the rains don't come. It needs to be a soft five or worse for him, but we're predicting rain, so I'm expecting him to be in the race. That draws enough pressure to Alpha Oro on the fence for the first time, stepping up to this Group 2 class. So he's going to cop pressure that he hasn't copped before. He's been so well placed going through his benchmark races by Matt Laurie. Good luck to his team. They're absolutely flying. Garner can improve, taking a nice sitting behind him. But I'm going to take a horse here at a bit of value. And his name is Graf. He's always shown a lot, this five-year-old stallion. He's with Team O'Brien for the first time. Tongue tie goes on. I've watched his trials and his first trial was hot. Jumped and led under his own steam. They tried to ride him a little bit quiet in his last trial just to teach him to relax a little bit. First up last time, he ran third to Red Zell and Priorata, and he wasn't far off that. 1.5 length first up. Also, he has that very close to tactical advantage, who runs in at Everest. That's good enough form for me for a horse around the $15 here, Graf. I've seen enough of him. Oliver to ride. He'll sit back. He'll have the last crack at him and each way play, Graf.
Yeah, Graf's a really interesting one because he did actually start favourite in an Everest in 2018 when I think he ran fifth or sixth or something. So at his best, he can win this race.
There you go. All right, let's have a look at the next. This is a race 8 at Caulfield. Windstorm's your favourite at $2.40. Best of Days and Wild Planet both at $5. Morrissey and The Inevitable at $12. 23 from there, Julesy, the rest. Take us through the map, mate.
Yeah, I think good speed here. Streets of Avalon, Be Good to Your Mother. They only know one way. They go forward. Morrissey the same. I think Morvada can, you know, sit in the first four or five, gets its opportunity too. I think Wild Planet can be in the first four or five. And then you've got some horses like Windstorm, Best of Days, those kinds of horses that I think are going to set off this hot tempo. Here's Best of Days. Now, this was a first up run, and I thought this was a really good performance. This was a slowly run race. Riddle Me That wins this race. 22.74, 11.44 the last 400, last 200, which was very good for the day. Had 61 kilos here, and I just thought it was a great profile now for second up. Now, I know Windstorm's absolutely airborne. Quick seven-day backup coming out of a fast-run race. Spoke about it last week with Hungry Heart, that I think the market again is going to like this horse. But for those reasons, I'm taking a set as well against it. I marked at $2.90, and I marked Best of Days a little bit shorter than its current quote. So I'm happy to be with Best of Days, especially each way. I just think he's profiling really well. Drops to 57 kilos. Last time he had 57 kilos, he ran second in the Group 1 Railway. He hasn't won since the Kentala, but Jamie Carr goes on. We've spoke about it as well. I think the market's just going to trend towards her. And that's no disrespect to Johnny Allen and those kinds of riders that have been riding Best of Days. But Jamie Carr's just getting horses to settle a little bit closer in the run and getting them to perform. That's how good Jamie Carr's going. So I'm with Best of Days.
Yeah, I would have been happier for him over the mile. Julesy was my only question mark here, but the speed sets it up for him. Be good to your mother, Streets of Avalon. Munitions over race last start will settle a little closer off a hotter speed. Morrissey will make it a genuine race and Wild Planet gets the best run. But I like a bit of value in this in a horse called Mordova. I think his best form sets him right up to run the top three here, so he's a massive price. I'm going each way again. It's that type of day for me, the little bit of juice in the track. He's a listed winner this track and trip, and I went back and watched his Shaftesbury Avenue run where he was close up behind Blaze Jowski. It was outstanding on that occasion, and he wasn't far off Windstorm when he met him at Flemington, making grand on him at a big price too. So I'm going Mordova to get the best map in the race. He can sit two pairs back off this hot speed and have the last crack at him.
There you go. Again, something for everyone there, whether you want value or one you think at the pointy end of the market. Let's have a look now at the Tristark. It's the last race of the day. Felicia Richard, $3.70 favourite. Perfect Jewel at $4. Pretty Brazen, $5. Madame Rouge, $5.50. She Shall Fly, $6.50. Rich Hip, $16. The Closer at $27. Into the Abyss, $34. Julesy, map.
Yeah, so map again, really important because not a lot of speed on paper. We don't know if the rain's going to have arrived by then, so maybe we might be on a soft track. So you've got to stay agile here, punters. But Felicia just rolls forward here, probably controls the tempo, and I think She Shall Fly probably sits behind it. Here's Felicia last start. Now, we identified this on the show on Monday, Money Men, that this was the race to follow. They went very quick. They came home pretty quick. So 1 second inside standard time, but the last 400, last 200 stacked up. 7 day back up for Felicia. Gets to 1,400 metres for the first time. Look, that could be a slight worry, but I just love that there's no speed in this race. Craig Williams rolls forward. I think she's going to be mighty hard to run down. I think the other horse that probably can get her is maybe She Shall Fly. They just control it from a map advantage. Those other horses are better horses. I love the fact that Pretty Brazen's drawn wide. All her wins have been on when she draws wide, but I'm with Felicia. Just from a speed map perspective, I think she can control and win the race, SD.
Yeah, she'd be an interesting ride, Julesy. First up, first go at 7 furlongs here. But I think she can only ride her one way, and that's high cruising. You can't ride her tactically to run a trip. So that's why I had a slight knock on her. You got to let her roll, and I think that last 100 metres against some of these proven mares, group mares, is going to catch her out. So I'll take her on, Felicia. One I want to ride is Pretty Brazen. Now, when you go back through her form, she'd been Arcadia Queen. She was close up to Bohemoth in a Sir Rupert Clark. She had no luck in just a gallop on the grass last night where she got caught up at Flemington and never got a clear run at them. She's drawn out. She can roll forward. She can sit one out, one back, and doesn't have to be too far away from the speed that will roll along in this. Pretty Brazen just lights up the page for me as the one to ride in the last.
Very good. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we've got Martial Law.
Yes, you're watching Three Wide No Cover, and this is Martial Law, where we talk tactics, and it's the feature race, the Caulfield Cup. The 2,400-metre handicap, out of the straight the first time, there's always pressure, and we're looking for speed. Well, let's go back to the Turnbull Stakes, because I want to highlight the big chestnut here from the Chris Waller stable. His name's Finch. He drew deep on this occasion. He sat 3 and 4 deep, made a mid-race move, and he got bowling along. Very elegant, jumped on the back of him, and then you get the likes of Master of Wine in the gold cap behind him. And then right of screen, you've got Dallasan, Toffee Tongue, boxing away, but it's Finch who brought up the speed on this occasion. It was a beautiful gallop out. He hits a flat spot always, and that's where Very Elegant gets over the top of him, and then he picks up. The set of lungs really kick in. He drew deep in a Caulfield Cup last year. He rolled forward. He was the speed horse, and he just gets beat here. So he's the key runner going forward, because on paper, it doesn't look like that there's a heap of genuine speed. But this is a $5 million 2,400-metre handicap. There's always pressure going to that first bend for jockeys to slot in, rolling around that first bend. So here we go. Finch is going to jump and roll forward, and he's going to take it up. I think if they want to be forward on and positive on Warning to try and roll forward and fit in off that run of his in the Turnbull, he could possibly ask the question to fit in with the lightweight. Anthony Van Dyke, they said they're going back to sit back and look for cover. Yeah, he led up last start, but it was a small field when he beat Stradivarius. He's going to do a Dunedin, and he's going to do a Mir de Glace, who drew wide. They went back, they got cover, and then they made a run down the side of the track. So Finch rolls forward. Master of Wine can jump and roll forward and be in the first half a dozen. Mirage Dancer, off his Metrop win, he can sit and hold a spot. He won't be pushed out of the barriers to lead. Dashing Willoughby, well, he'll jump and be as close as he can, but look for cover to get around Caulfield for the first time. Dallasan's got to push and work forward. Chapada also's got to push and work forward. He can't out-sprint some of these international runners and the likes of Very Elegant and Toffee Tongue and Buckhurst, these type of horses, if he gets behind them. So I would think Chapada will jump and be positive and roll forward out of the straight. So there's enough genuine speed in this race. Then you've got a cluster of horses that are going to sit midfield and look for that cover, because by the time they get past that mile and a quarter and the 1,800 metre back straight there at Caulfield, where they roll up the 1,600 metre top of the hill, they need to be settled and relaxed and really enjoying a nice run in transit. So Avilius looks for cover. Anthony Van Dyke comes back. Buckhurst, True Self's drawn an inside gate. The Chosen One will come up and be as close as he can. And then Very Elegant just gets beautiful cover. Floats two and three off the fence. Three deep with cover will be perfect for her where she's drawn. Toffee Tongue can come up and be a little bit closer if she likes. Mustajir gets back. Vow and Declares the only other runner with a question mark that can jump and roll forward and use the likes of Warning, Dallasan and also Finch. Watch him to make a move. Prince of Iran will come forward. They've said they declared their hand. In this speed map, we've got him marked back, but he's going to come and roll forward out of the barriers the first time. So there's that genuine speed. It's a cluster for two, three pairs back midfield. So what does this all mean for this year's Caulfield Cup? Speed out wide to the first bend. There's going to be enough genuine speed for that to happen. Don't panic if you get caught wide early. Remember Torfoon's Malady back in 98, the first international that won it. He was back three pairs rolling out of the straight the first time. He popped out off the fence, then rolled forward and took it up. Best of Days, who won it a couple of years back, he rolled forward around to that 1,800 metre bend and took it up and then led at his own speed, which was a beautiful ride, by the way. So three deep with cover is okay in a Caulfield Cup this year, because they will relax to run the trip, rolling up the hill at the mile when they get up to the 1,000 metre, 800 metre and 1,600 metre straight run as they run into that bend. Avoid interference from the 700 to the 250. We watched Mia de Glace, Duna Den all make their runs from the 700 and zoom up. And then we go back to the likes of Southern Speed and also Boom Time, who drew those low gates and they avoided trouble picking their way through them on the inside fence to burst through inside the 300, approaching the 250 metre mark. You need to be out at your top and look like a winning chance by the time you get to that 250. It's a fascinating race. It's always a battle of tactics. It's a big field and it's a Caulfield Cup. So a lot of pressure on the jocks here.
Very good, SD, as always. And I'll tell you what, SD, thank you for bringing up Torfoon's Malady, 1998 Julesy, 66-1 for some of us that were lucky enough to get on that day. All right, it's that time of the show. Let's go to punter education.
Thank you, Wally. We're going to go through a couple of profiles of these horses. We've got seven horses that I just want to profile for those punters out there that you like these particular horses. I'm just giving you a bit of a profile on each one of them. Now, we'll start with Anthony Van Dyke. Yes, he's got 58.5 kilos. Time form of 125. Now, where does that match up with a couple other horses that have won the race with these kinds of weights? Best Solution, 57.5 kilos, had a time form 124. Admiraki, Japanese horse, around that 124, 125 mark, wins the race with 58 kilos. And Dunedin, 124 time form, wins it with 58 kilos. I don't think the weight's going to stop him. These high-class Europeans can come across, win it. He was a Group 1 Epsom Derby winner at $8 that day. Other factors here we need to really understand is this Caulfield Cup, it's more or less like a quality handicap. It's very different to the Melbourne Cup. You don't have any really Northern Hemisphere three-year-olds to deal with carrying 52, 51 kilos. Top end, those horses at the top weights are well-suited in a Caulfield Cup, and the results have shown that over the last few years. Also, last win, yes, it was a slowly run race. It was off 86 days. The prep prior, it ran second in a Group 1 off 180 days. So coming over here, no issue with that. All mail suggested it's travelled over very well. Aidan O'Brien, best trainer in the world. A lot of factors going for it. It is an on-speed runner. SD just suggested there that they might ride back. I think there has been some tactics that they'd probably try and ride back. Don't be surprised to see Huey Bryden try and find go forward. There is not a lot of speed. I know SD said there was plenty of speed from out wide, but once they find their spot, this race might just turn into a sit and sprint. So Anthony Van Dyke, there's a profile on that horse. Next, we'll go to Very Elegant, the mare. Really interesting horse here. We spoke about this a fortnight ago going into the Turnbull. The 14 days is the key for this horse. Eight starts, five win, 2 seconds and 1/5. That fifth, I think, was in the VRC Derby when she just did everything wrong. Peak performance, might actually have been the Wakeful actually before that. Peak performance, Tancred Stakes in the autumn, 2,400 metres. Now, it was on a soft track, but it was 2,400 metres. She just goes to another level at a mile and a half. Important. The soft track, they're her peak performances. The Tancred, the Ramvet when she ran second to a Dave, the ATC Oaks and the Vinery. So we know she is elite on soft tracks. It's just that dry track. Look, she can still win. She won a Turnbull Stakes last start on the dry, but she definitely does go to another level on a wet track. 2,400 metre record. Well, three starts for two wins. The only one she failed in was the VRC Oaks where she did plenty wrong. She is an elite stayer. And if this rain does come that we suggest it might, she is going to be mighty hard to beat. I marked her $5.50 favourite, Anthony Van Dyke. I marked him $6 for my 100% prices. Next horse we're going to get to is Master of Wine. Very interesting horse here. Fourth up, that'll be his peak performance for the prep. I think that's crucial for you. 2,400 metre record, just the one go for one win. I think it was in the Tats Cup around this time last year. Absolutely ranked off the roof, just went through the roof. So that's the good profile for this. Craig Williams goes on and does draw well. So expect a very good performance for this horse. Mail coming out from the stewards, though, that did have a stone bruise. A little bit worried about that. I marked this horse $15. This is a horse that I couldn't get close to in terms of the market where it's at the moment. I was just around Master of Wine. Be interesting to see what the market does with that horse. Next horse is Buckhurst, another international. Time form 120. So we put that back into our system. Matches up okay. Three-time Group 3 winner at 2,000 metres. Last two runs been only fair. To be honest, probably pretty disappointing behind Tiger Moth last start around that $13, $14 mark. Got towed up by Tiger Moth. But before that, it did win a 2,000 metre race and ranked really well. So is it a horse that Benny Malham can go forward on? Yes. Will be suited to a Caulfield Cup. I think it's going to run a mighty price, mighty race. I marked it $13, so around the market price. Finch ran fifth in this race last year with 54.5 kilos at $7.50. 14 days between runs, just the two starts for a first and a second. So again, 14 days here suits for Finch. Similar run in the Turnbull as the lead up. So I think it was very good in the Turnbull last year, was good in the Turnbull again this year. Again, another horse that's going to be on speed. But two horses that go to a Caulfield Cup and not win it, come back and then win it the next year? Stats would say probably not. But Finch is right there in this one. Next one, Chapada. Quick 7-day backup for this horse. First go. So won the Herbert Power. Was a moderate tempo. Last 400, last 200 was only okay. 2,400 metre record's outstanding though. Nine starts, two wins, three placings. Also, I think a fourth or a fifth in a derby. Should have won the VRC Derby. 54 kilos last start. The only time he carried 54 was when he ran sixth in a 2,000 metre race. He drops to 50.5. For some horses, that's a big, big plus because they're acceleration horses. Not so much with a horse like Chapada. I don't think the weight's going to be a huge bonus for Chapada. It'll be interesting to see where he ends up getting to from that sticky gate. I think they might have to, I would have thought you'd have to ride forward, but if they ride back, don't know if he can win. Toffee Tongue, last one I get to. Look, ran huge in the Turnbull Stakes, run second, defied the SP of $71. Her 2,000 metre plus record's the key here. Four starts, a first and three seconds, including that the Australasian Oaks. Peak fitness here, fourth up. Soft and dry won't matter. Genuine and soft tempos won't matter. Toffee Tongue, I marked her $13, which is a bit tighter than what the market has, around $17, $18. So that's just a profile on seven horses for the Caulfield Cup. It goes deeper than that, but for any of those horses, that just gives you a little of an indication of how I'm thinking about these horses. Hopefully that can help you on the punt out there, punters, for the Caulfield Cup.
Very good, Julesy. SD, I say it every week. That's why you watch the show. If you're not Caulfield Cup ready now, well, we can't help you. We'll take a break. When we come back, plenty more action on Three Wide No Cover. All right, let's get stuck in and win the punters some money, guys. Julesy, we'll start with you. We're going to Adelaide. Morpheville, who you got?
Race four, number six, quietly discreet. Small field here. Won its last two. Fast run race two starts ago, and then again, pretty good tempo and was just too good for him at a really short price, $1.40. I think he can win again. I think it's in rare air. Quietly discreet.
SD?
I'm going Kenyan Wonder. Looking forward to this horse returning. It was only three lengths off Behemoth, Group 3 level last prep. Is it track and trip winner first up? And with a claim of 57.5 kilos, like the trial, gate 5 gets every chance.
Let's go up to sunny Queensland. Julesy, who you got at Doomben? Oh, you're in the first at Doomben.
Yeah, let's get it early. Race one, number one, Sugar Boom. It resumes. It's a trial winner. It's just dropping heavily in class. I think its class will be too just A class above these ones, down in grade heavily, it wins Sugar Boom, I think.
It's class will be too classy, Jules.
Yeah, well
all right, SD, you're going to the back end of the day in race nine.
Stampy's first up here, has run well first up beforehand, the old Stamparuna, and brings the Odyssey form. Odyssey's a pretty good horse, he's in good fettle right there at Doomben. So Chrissy Munts, off a nice little trial, kept it nice and safe, 56.5. I like the way he's placed this horse in the last.
There you go. Julesy, you got two in Sydney.
I do. Everest Day. We're going to go in the Kosciuszko. It's Me. It's only had three starts, but they've all been wins. Two runs ago in a fast run race, busted the clock, and then last start in a slowly run race. Again, last 400, last 200, very, very good. This is just a quality animal, I think. I think it's got 53.5 kilos in the Kosciuszko. I think he can win It's Me. And in race nine, she's ideal. Quick 7 day back up here. Was very good last start. Again, third of a second inside standard time. So goes up in distance, but coming off a really fast run race. So we love that. And I think it's also last prep over 2,600 metres. It was just about its peak performance. So I like She's Ideal on the 7 day backup.
SD, you're playing in Randwick earlier in the day.
The aggressive placement here, Purple Sector. This horse last start over the 7 furlongs when was ridden back from a wide gate, then rolled forward mid-race, then got held up when going for a run, was just all over the shop and was huge. 58, drops to 52, was only 3.2 lengths off Colding and Fierce Impact this time last year. I think it's a very aggressive placement, but the right race for Purple Sector.
Now, Julesy, of course, this isn't around the country, so we do things differently. This is Wolf of Wall Street. So now we'll go to Ascot. Who do you like in Perth?
Oh, yeah, Ascot. I forgot about it. Race two, number three, Time to Sizzle. Four from eight, so building a really good record. Debut win, absolutely ranked through the roof. Taken a while to get back to that form, but just now starting to show some glimpses. I'm pretty keen with Time to Sizzle. I think he can keep building a winning profile.
If it wins this, is it a chance for the Everest?
Nah, not like Clairvoyance. Hopefully people
or
watch
enticing
that
star previously.
Yeah, Clairvoyance. Ooh, that's a horse. Anyway, move on.
There you go. And now we'll go to Melbourne, SD.
Ah, yes. Race four, Caulfield. Geez, he was unlucky, this horse. Let's crack a deal. His win at Swan Hill was good, but he's just drawn out. He'll roll forward on speed, should control this, stepping up to the 2,000 metres. He's my best. Let's crack a deal.
Let's have a look at all of them. Here we go. And just wipe that out. There we go, just so punters understand the segment.
Yeah.
All right, Julesy,
they understand.
You're playing across four states, SD, as are you. We've got different ones there, but you can see them there, punters. They're the tips of the day. SD, if you're having one bet on the day, who wins?
Let's crack a deal. Race four, Caulfield.
And Jules, if you were having one bet on Everest Caulfield Cup Day, who would you be betting?
Caulfield, race two, number two, Rainbiel.
Rainbiel, there you go. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got something very special planned for a friend of the show. Welcome back. And I'll tell you what, this week on Off the Wally, we have a friend of the show. Gentlemen, now I'll just set this up. Paddy Garshagan, a friend of our the show, was doing a little bit of a radio gig on the weekend. And to set this up, he backed Junipel quite heavily, like a lot of us did, to be winning the Toorak. And then he also had a same race multi with Junipel and Superstorm to finish top three. This is him cheering home what he thought was Junipel and the Toorak.
If Junipel can get out here, it's dog trotting.
Yeah.
It really
he's
is.
He's just going around on the Ford, ain't he? Here we go. He's up there.
This opens up for Junipel, he's dog trotting. Superstorm looks a bit cast back there.
All right. Come on, Buffalo. What do you got here? He's getting niggled at Junipel. I'm Superman. He's trying to track it up.
He could do a Dave Taggart special here, Junipel.
So Buffalo River's off to the race.
Come on, Willow.
Here comes the June.
Come on, Willow.
Come on, Junipel.
With Mr. Quickie as well.
Come on, Junipel. And come on, Superstorm now. Come top three on the inside. Come on, Superstorm. Come on, Superstorm. Come on, Superstorm. Come on, Superstorm. Get up there for the third.
Bolted in.
Yeah.
Huge win. That's Mr. Quickie.
Wow, wee. Jamie Carr.
Yeah.
Take a bow.
Mr. Quickie, 1680 top tote. Buffalo Rivers ran second. Superstorms ran third. And Paddy's cheered on the wrong horse.
I thought that was Junipel.
Mr. Quickie, yeah, I was wondering what you were on about.
I thought that was Junipel the whole time.
Paddy, are you more embarrassed or shattered right now?
I'm both because I've just gone. I've just had an absolute. I've thought of we've got Junipel at $4. And then the same racer got up and I was like, here we go. There's 1500 in the kick. And I've cheered on the wrong horse.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Christ.
It's got to be one of the more embarrassing things I've ever seen. just really has to.
That's it.
It has to be one of the more embarrassing things I've ever seen.
Do you know what I love about that? Is Scoob just about four times. Has to be one of the more embarrassing things I've ever seen. I'll tell you what, we muck up a few names here and there. We get a few wrong. Jules, have you ever cheered one home so confidently and then you know that you've won, so you stop focusing on the horse, which is the wrong horse, and then start cheering home for your same race moldy? Never seen anything like it, Paddy.
There's a bit in that. It's actually layered. There's so many layers. Scoob is probably the best in all of it, just saying so matter-of-factly how ridiculous Paddy is for carrying on. Also, I don't understand what the term dog-trotting is. I think it's jog-trotting. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he went with
bit of punter education needed for Paddy.
Tags was trying to help him out.
And with Mr. Quick and Tags, he gave him a few things. He's following on some of the rest.
We know Paddy very well.
And we do.
That's not the first premature celebration that we've seen Paddy have.
And I will say this, Paddy, I believe he does know the difference between dog trotting and jog trotting, Jules. He's the host of the Sportsbet Greyhound podcast. He's always got dogs on his mind, that's why. All right, let's get stuck into the quaddy now. All right, SD, what have we got in the first leg?
Caulfield Sprint Race 7 Group 2 event, Julesy, Fabergino, Graff, Gardner and... That's it?
The other one.
Happy?
Okay, that's it.
Yep. Four?
Happy about that.
So four?
Yep. Moonga Stakes, you're happy?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, no inclusions there. Hey, we've marked Wild Planet here to go in race 8. We want to whack in 8 more Dover, 9 Windstorm. Anything else?
Yeah, I think Best of Days has to go in, and I've just thought off the top of my head, you won't include this in this one, but 50 Stars can win this race as well, but we're just having Best of Days for this quaddie.
Oh. There you go, punters can win, but we're not putting it in. Travelling beautifully.
Put it in your...
I'd put it in.
Just for ships, sailing and giggles. Here's race 9 for the quaddy, Jules. Anthony Van Dyke, 1-4 Buckhurst, 5 Mirage Dancer, 7 Very Elegant, Finch goes in, Master of Wine the 11, 15 True Self. No, we don't have True Self. Toffee Tongue goes in, the 17.
Yeah, and include Darlasan.
Okay. Right.
The 14.
Darlasan.
Yep.
Go. Okay, we're going 1, 2, 3, 4. And you want to whack in 6, She Shall Fly?
Absolutely, off the map, yeah. She'll be right there, She Shall Fly. That'll get you 15.63% for $100 at Wally.
There you go. And if you put 50 stars in, you get about 8%. Thank you for watching. Have a cracking Everest and Crawford Cup Day. We'll see you next week and gamble responsibly.